This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Northtown Volkswagen, Western New York's number one VW dealership. Shop online at northtownvw.com. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact footwear and apparel for hardworking men and women.
Here's the snap. Four-man rush. Allen back to pass. Looking over the middle. He's got Hawes, who pulls it in and is down to the one-yard line.
One of the highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Joining us on the Western Hotline, Mr. Chris Brown, who had the call of that game late into the night. And maybe, Chris, you're feeling like the rest of everybody else is, waking up still in disbelief of what we watch. The general consensus is, wow, what a game, what a performance, and what an opener for Highmark Stadium's last season.
Yeah, that one was a showstopper. I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, the truth is a lot of people didn't think it was going to happen because they left. There's a fair amount of people that exited early. And, look, I get it. People got to work on Monday. But if you left, you missed one of the all-timers. I mean, I know I've talked to you, Jeremy, and Sal and Eric and I were talking about it on the roundtable about, you know, best season openers, and mine's always been the 2003 opener against the Patriots that they won 31-0. Brady throws four interceptions. Lawyer Malloy is a Bill, not a Patriot. All the things that were in that game, and that might have to move over. This might beat it.
Yeah, I mean, to have watched the game, and there's so much to get out of it, of course, and, you know, Sean McDermott and the coaching staff can get back in and go through what went wrong and what went right, but to do all that after a win over one of the NFL's best teams, I mean, it really, Chris, it comes down to like a bit of a coin toss in these two teams, and I'm sure both teams are talking about we're gonna see them again, so, you know, keep it in perspective, we're going to see them again, but it sure feels a lot better to do that after a win.
Yes, and I think maybe the most important thing in that equation is by the end of the season, you know, with the player development that this coaching staff has as a skill, a requisite skill, I think we can anticipate that the defense will be decidedly better as well. Make no mistake, Baltimore's offense remains a machine. I mean, they print yards, you know, like printing presses, print newspapers. It just happens, and it rolls. And it's frightening. But when you have 17, you have a chance to overcome that. You know, we knew this was going to be a defense that was going to learn as it goes. There were going to be, you know, some kinks in the chain in certain games here through the first half of the season. But I have full confidence that, you know, this coaching staff will round this defense into form because there's more talent on it than it had last year. And the next time they have to see the Ravens, I think the defense will be a much better unit.
That was maybe the most surprising part of it at the end, Chris, was not that, I mean, Allen got rolling. The defense looked so incapable of stopping them, and they got the couple of, it's two punts, it's a turnover. So I'm not saying like they'll have that much success the next time they play them, but one could hope that they started to figure a couple of things out.
Right. And, you know, Sean McDermott gave credit to Joe Brady, obviously, for play calling down the stretch, but he also gave credit to Bobby Babbage because there were some good calls late. They loaded up to stop the run there when, you know, the game got close. They knew that the Ravens were going to try to kill the clock with Derrick Henry, so they just made an all-out effort and had like 9 or 10 in the box. And for whatever reason, the Ravens played right into their hands with that. And then, you know, Ed Oliver with a giant play. He was easily the defensive player of the game. I was, you know, and that's what's going to be the narrative in Baltimore, guys, because John Harbaugh has more than his fair share of double-digit leads blown for losses. And look, when you coach as long as John Harbaugh has, you're going to have some of them. I just think he has an inordinate amount of those. And that's what's going to be under the microscope down there for them, because that is a machine-like team that wins with alarming efficiency. And look, we're going to blink our eyes. They're going to be 10-2 in like 3 months. But that's a problem, and it's kept them from getting past Buffalo the last two times they've played them.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline recapping the game. You know, along the way, the passing game, Chris, let's talk about that, because early on they kind of couldn't get anything going down the field. Felt like whether it's lack of separation or lack of seeing what's there, the second half, Allen starts to kind of just create on his own. And he's, to my eye, he's rolling out. He's leaving the pocket, not so much because he felt pressure, but just so he could buy his receiver some more time. And we saw Josh Palmer come up with a play, Keon Coleman, Jerry Ostrowski referred to as a garbage man. Like, he was there for everything that Allen needed, and the Bills end up getting some big plays from their receivers.
Yeah, they did. First half was a rough go. It was almost as if it took them a little bit longer to settle into the game. You're right, though. Josh made a lot of those plays off script, but I will say on one of those final drives, the absolute seed he threw to Josh Palmer was ridiculous. The ball's out of his hands before Palmer's even out of his break. Palmer turns his head around, and the ball's in his hands. I still remember Emmanuel Sanders, you know, when he played for this team for the one season, when he said, I've never been with a quarterback like this, and he's been with a lot of good quarterbacks, he said. But the precision, he says, is insane, because I turned around on a route and the ball was already in my hands before I really saw it. I just put my hands up and the ball was there. And it looked like that with Josh Palmer last night on that play down the sideline on the deep out. And then, yeah, Keon Coleman, you know, this is what I think Brandon Bean saw in Keon Coleman, a guy capable of not just being a big man receiver and making big man plays, you know, open when he's covered kind of guy, making jump ball receptions. But this is a guy that will somehow manufacture plays for you when nothing is going right. And, guys, that's fourth down.
Yeah.
That's fourth down in the end zone. You know, and Dawson Knox tips the ball and Keon Coleman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Is just in the right spot, but I talked to him after the game in the locker room. I said, you're just trying to stay alive for your quarterback, right? You're running to the same side of the field as him, the scramble drill. He's like, yeah. He goes, I was just worried Khalil was going to try to catch it because he was the receiver in front of him. He said, I was just like, oh, my God, don't touch it. I'm behind you. But, I mean, seven catches, 95 yards, touchdown in the second half alone. That's an encouraging sign of things to come for Coleman. And it's a lot of what we saw, guys, in training camp and even in the joint practice in Chicago. He has the capability to be dominant. And while I don't think he was dominant in the way a traditional number one wide receiver was last night, you look at the stat sheet at the end of the game and you're like, man, they got an awful lot of production out of him.
Yeah, and the play he gets tackled on to set up the game-winning kick, on that play, I mean, the guy ultimately does get him, just a shoestring tackle, but that's Coleman showing something else that we're still waiting to see more of, which is yards after catch. He got a little bit of the separation there, and Chris, the movie dropped on that guy. That guy's falling down, grasping at air, and just gets him, and I'd imagine we're going to see more of that from Coleman, too. Like after the catch, he's really good in that department.
Yeah, and he feels – and he's cool as a cucumber, guys. I mean, he scores a touchdown, hands the ball to the official, you know, makes a big play. It's no big deal. Like, he is just – he's just a flat line, even keel. I mean, he's playing intense football, but it does not move his heart rate, if you know what I mean. Because I asked him last night, I said, have you ever been in a game this wild? And he looked at me, he goes, man, you're asking me about a lot of games now. But then, of course, he said, yeah, I don't think there was one as wild as this one. And I do have to tell you guys, I talked to Joey Bosa in the locker room after the game. I don't know if I've seen a happier 10-year veteran after a season opening game than Joey Bosa, who basically told us that when he got into the locker room, he thanked every single player on offense because he thought their performance giving up 40 points was ridiculous on defense. And he said, I've been in a lot of these three-point games, one-point games. He goes, I don't remember winning too many of these. He goes, so I'll be happy now. We have a lot to clean up. But, oh, my God, that was amazing.
Yeah,
he was so happy.
I mean, he comes from a franchise where they're almost always on the opposite end of that game, aren't they?
Yep.
The Chargers. That end-of-game sequence, Chris, when you guys are calling the game in the moment, was there any question about – what Harbaugh did there? Because the Bills' execution was so perfect at that field goal. Once Coleman gets the first, like, you can't stop the Bills from running it down. Like, when I saw that, I thought, man, you're doing the Bills a favor, giving them time to catch their breath and make sure that they're all organized.
Yeah, and you got to – I think John Harbaugh is worrying about his team first. That defense was completely gassed. They had nothing left. They were so exhausted. They were, 11 guys out of 11, hands on hips. They were wiped out. So I think that was what the root of that decision was. I call into question more the offensive series when they're up two. Mm-hmm. I almost felt like that team was playing to kill the clock. Up 2 points, and it's like, yes, you want to kill the clock, but you got to get a first down, guys. Like, this just in, you have to get a first down because you can't give them the ball back in a two-point game. The Zay Flowers end around, I understand, you know, you're expecting the Bills to pack it in between the tackles to stop Henry, so you're trying to get a fast guy on the edge. But then he inexplicably slides down, I understand, to stay in bounds and try to run clock. But he got 0 yards. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a 3rd-and-9 situation, and that's tough to get, you know, especially with the way the Bills' defense was playing at that very moment. I just thought that whole series was an absolute disaster for the Ravens.
Chris Brown here for his weekly Buffalo Bills Football Monday appearance. We'll be listening to One Bills Live on the way today. And, Chris, we'll chat on Friday as well as we're off to week two, which will have a tough time matching the energy from this one. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, we got to check on Garrett Wilson's availability, too. He got jacked up on the last play of the game by Jalen Ramsey. We'll have to see what his health is like this week.
Yep. Very good.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Brown's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Northtown Volkswagen, Western New York's number one VW dealership. Shop online at northtownvw.com. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-end pet gear for hardworking men and women. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's a victory Monday. I'm leaving today. I got license to leave early today.
You are driving.
Yes.
For a while, right?
I'm on the road for a while. I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow. But the plan's to be back tomorrow. Sal's coming up 9 o'clock. I'm going to process this game. So happy victory Monday, everybody. Back tomorrow. Joe's going to keep holding it down. Sal's coming up top of the hour. Bills win 41-40. And it's victory Monday on WGR.
Allen back to pass. And there is no one rushing the quarterback. Fires, and it's complete to Kincaid. Did he get out of bounds with a second left? I thought he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.